Saints of God, we have been probing on the sub-theme, like live securely in God's love. And we began to examine Paul's question in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of God? He didn't say what, but who. So Paul recognized that there is a force, there is a power out there that is intentional to separate us from God's love. And that's a power of the enemy. What does he use? Tribulation. What does he use? Distress. What does he use? Persecution. But he also used famine, scarcity. Could be financial scarcity, could be mental scarcity, physical scarcity, could be shortage of food. It could be that we are deprived of something. Those can be reasons or grounds on which the enemy finds opportunity to separate us from the love of God. There's also the issue of nakedness, where we are, things are plain, we don't have the luxury of things. We are short in some respects to some things. But it's also peril when our lives are endangered by people, when they are risked because of our Christian position. And sometimes our Christianity is questioned and challenged. Sometimes we are even threatened if we stand up for the truth of God's word. That's peril. There are forces out there that are trying to choke our boasting of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for some persons, it can be a big challenge that can turn over their trust in the Lord. I hear one brother say, I will trust in the Lord. I will stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. None of these things should separate us. There's also sword, weapons of destruction. Sometimes the enemy threatens us with our life to deny Jesus Christ as Lord. Reject the, yes, and to declare that Jesus Christ is not our Lord. These things are items and tools that the enemy uses, weaponry, to try to get believers to be separated from the love of Jesus. But as children of God, we should fight. Paul said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. And he began to describe the things that will not separate him from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. As God's people, let us examine, let us be cognizant of the tools that the enemy uses at times to try to pull us away. People that he uses, the spirits that he uses to manifest in people sometimes, to try to discourage our efforts and to block us from doing the will of God. Let us be aware that we are fighting against not flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, spirits that are trying to frustrate our Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. We must be cognizant that greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. And for that reason, we can be confident that he which have begun the good work in us will perform it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall separate us from the love of God? None of these things. Neither death nor life, nor angel nor principalities, neither height nor depth, person nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our love is secured in God and in Christ Jesus. Our love for God is secured in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ won the battle on the cross. Love won, and love must win. And if we remain faithful to God, despite the challenges that we have to deal with, despite the tribulation we face, the distress that we go through, despite our persecution, despite the famine we experience from time to time, despite nakedness, despite peril, despite the sword, if we look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, then none of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Love must win. But we must live securely in God's love. We'll continue on this very important topic. Love must win in the next segment. God bless you.